Hello, I first of all want to thank everyone for tuning in today. My name is Ty Benio with the Top Rated Dentist Podcast. We are the show that introduces you to excellent dentists and dental professionals from around the country, as well as the services they offer. Today I have a very special guest joining me, Dr. Susan Maxwell. Dr. Maxwell is a dentist at Carolina Oaks Dental Care and has been serving the Greenville residents for the last 6 years, and is here today to talk to us about fixed hybrid dentures. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Maxwell.
Thank you for having me here to talk about this.
No problem. To get started, could you give us some background information about your practice as well as your journey in dentistry?
Sure. The practice is here in Greenville, South Carolina. The original practice has been around over 30-plus years. It took on the name Carolina Oaks Dental Care about 10 years ago, and I came on board about 6 years ago. That was after I finished dental school at Medical University of South Carolina, and then did a one-year general practice residency at Carolina's Medical Center in Charlotte, just to get a little more medical and surgical training before I started private practice as a general dentist.
Awesome. Now let's jump right into it. Fixed hybrid dentures. In lay terms, but from a doctor's perspective, could you tell us exactly what they are?
Sure. Fixed hybrid dentures are when a patient is a dentulist where they don't have any teeth or are losing all of their teeth, and they have several implants strategically placed in their jaw. And then the dentist comes back and can convert either their existing complete denture, or they have a new denture made that is attached, kind of screwed into the implant, the same day of surgery. And that allows patients to have an immediate fixed-in-place option at the time of implant placement. I know you've probably seen commercials about teeth in a day, so that's kind of what this is. And the conversion is not the final product. You have to heal for several months with the kind of interim denture in place, and then you return to your dentist and they'll make you a final denture. And a conversion just means that the traditional style denture, which is removable in and out, can be adjusted to complement the housing component of the implant.
So the implants are, is that the root of the tooth? Could you talk more about exactly what the implants are?
Sure. Dental implants are titanium screws that are screwed into the jawbone, and they have little micropores, and the bone actually will grow into those micropores and lock the implants into the jaw. So basically, they are kind of a prosthetic replica of your actual root of your tooth. And some people that just lose a single tooth will have an individual implant place to replace that missing tooth. In this case, you're having somewhere between 4 and 6 implants placed across the jaw to support the dentures.
Interesting. So that just kind of serves as the support for the actual denture, which is then attached to that. Is that correct?
Yes, they're basically the anchors.
Nice. Now, what are the differences between, could you touch more or in depth on the differences between traditional dentures and the fixed hybrid dentures?
Sure. So traditional dentures typically are acrylic-based plates with artificial teeth, and they come in and out, so they're removable. There's nothing holding them in. So most people complain about traditional dentures because they're bulky and uncomfortable, and they're not attached to anything, so they come in and out and can pop around. Your upper denture covers the roof of your mouth. It can affect your sense of taste. And so a lot of people that have complete upper dentures will complain more so about it altering their sense of taste and therefore their enjoyment of eating. You do get a little bit of a seal, kind of like a suction cup effect on the top one, and that is called your posterior palatal seal. But it's where your hard palate meets your soft palate in the roof of your mouth, so you get that suction cup. So they're tolerated a little bit better. Now, the ones for the bottom jaw have no suction cup effect, and they just really flop around, and will really do not find them very comfortable at all because you have to use a lot of adhesive, and then you just really don't get the replicated chewing like you would with a fixed hybrid because they move. You know, when you chew, they're just sitting on top of your jaws, so they move around. So
it could pop out while eating?
Yeah, because everybody's mouth structure is different. So sometimes they just don't stay in. And so you can sit there, unless you're using a lot of adhesive, you know, they can, you know, I've had a patient that came out while she was singing in the choir and she was, you know, mortified. And we started talking about being able to convert them into something that's thick. And sometimes because they're so bulky and they're in the roof of your mouth, it can affect your your speech. Some people get a whistle or almost like a lisp because their tongue can't get used to having something in their mouth. When people have these complaints, that's when I start talking to them about this option where fixed hybrid dentures can convert your traditional denture, or you can have new ones made depending on whatever the patient situation is. But they also have a more aesthetic design, which is pectin-based. It's a little bit shinier and more natural looking. And then you can actually cement an individual porcelain crown or ceramic crown. You can have a lot more characterization, and they just look a lot more natural than your typical acrylic denture.
It sounds like the fixed hybrid dentures kind of solves a lot of the problems that come with traditional dentures, like the taste, comfortability, and the smell and speech and all that kind of stuff. Is, I guess that's safe to say?
Yes, 100%.
Nice. Now, can you talk more on the process? What's involved from day one? How does the whole process go of getting fixed hybrid dentures?
Sure. So this is kind of a collaborative effort. I'm involved usually from the initial consult of speaking with patients, you know, as a general dentist. And then I have a working relationship with an oral surgeon, a prosthodontist, and then the lab technician that actually creates the denture. I will have the patient, you know, go have a consult with an oral surgeon and the prosthodontist. And at those visits, typically they will have some 3D imaging done at the surgeon's office. And that's so that we can begin the design process. And then the prosthodontist or I will take several impressions so that we can make models. And this is all so that we get together and we design the fixed hybrid denture. Sometimes there's a lot that happens behind the scenes in order to get that ideal looking denture. So we have to look at how the implants have to be angled so that you can have the immediate denture placed. And then we have to design surgical guide at time of surgery that guides the implants into the right angle and location that we want for all of these, for it to be successful. Sometimes we have to reduce the bone after the teeth are removed so that allow for the thickness of that denture. So we've got to design that and make guides for that. And then we also have to make guides for that conversion. So we have the initial denture created, and then at the day of surgery, we'll use those guides to mark where the actual implants are in the jaw so that we can make the adaptations to the denture to house the complementing components.
Sounds like quite a lot involved, but it also sounds like it's done to make sure the fixed hybrid dentures function just like natural teeth.
Right. So after all of this planning and we go over medical history and make sure that the patient can handle general anesthesia and all of these things and that, you know, their bone is healthy so that the implants will incorporate. So once all of that's been decided, we'll schedule the surgery. And every case is different, but typically we're taking the teeth out, adjusting the bone, placing implants, and delivering the denture that same day. You know, it's a long day, but it's actually the shortest procedure or process of the whole thing. So once the surgery occurs, we'll, you know, do like a 24, 48-hour post-op to adjust the denture and make sure they're not hitting too hard. Because it's vital, these first 6 weeks of healing, even though you have the teeth, they're not really functional just yet. You're on a really strict, soft diet. You're cutting things up like a toddler. You're eating, you know, mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. And that's so that the bone will heal. If you break your leg and then you try and walk on it after it's been reset, it's going to keep it from healing. So it's the same concept. You know, we've got, even though you have a teeth there, that's pretty much just for aesthetics initially. But it's a huge difference from other options. You don't have something fixed immediately. So you have to let that healing process occur, and that can take up to 6 months. You know, we'll follow along and have kind of follow-up visits to see how it's healing and make adjustments if we need to. But yeah, it's just kind of a waiting game. And then after the healing takes place, we'll get you back in to make the final denture. You know, that's your chance to make any changes to the temporary one you've been in. So if you don't like the shape of the teeth, if you don't like the color, if you want to upgrade from the acrylic to the pectin base, that's your chance to make any changes. And then we'll take those impressions, we'll have the denture made, and then in a few weeks you come back and we'll deliver the final product.
So let me just go back and make sure I understand you. When I get started, we're on the dentures, which I guess we can call temporary. During that time, I'm kind of just, you know, eating softer foods until the healing is complete, and then I move into permanent or more permanent dentures, where then I can probably consume more wide variety of food. Is that correct?
Yeah, once we put those final dentures in, you're back to eating corn on the cob and biting into apples. They're functioning just like your natural teeth would have. You know, up until that healing, yes, you're cutting the corn off the cob, you're cutting up your apples, and then you have that strict diet the first 6 weeks. But it's all to set you up for success. If we didn't do that, then the implants would fail and it would be a nightmare. So 6 weeks in comparison of having your natural teeth replaced is nothing.
Now, I'm guessing after the final version, I'm guessing they can still be removed for maintenance. Is it like permanent or semi-permanent? What's the deal once they're in my mouth, the final conversion or the final dentures?
So typically, patients will come back every 6 months or once a year for maintenance. So we will remove, we'll unscrew and remove the denture. And that way I can look at the tissue underneath there, make sure everything's healthy. We can take x-rays of the implants and make sure they're healthy. If screws get worn out, we can replace them. But also, if you do something and the denture gets damaged and we need to repair it, so we're able to take it out for repairs. And then also, if over time they get dingy or worn down or there's something about that you don't like that you want to change, we can make new ones. So they can last as long as, you know, they're functional and in good shape, and everybody's a little bit different how rough they are on them. Yeah, so they are fixed, but they can come out. We can remove them, but when they're in, they're in, they're fixed.
Now, how long would you say they last? How long can I get out of the dentures? I'm guessing the implants, they're the root, so that's fixed for, you know, I'm taking those with me. But the denture part, 10 years, 20 years, how long, you know?
Yeah, I think only time will tell. People are different than what they eat and how they chew and that kind of stuff. That, I mean, ideal world, I'd love them to last 20, 10, 20, 30, 40 years. And they certainly can if you take care of them and you come back for regular maintenance and things like that. But things happen and we cross those bridges when we get there. But ideally, yeah, I'd say at least 10 plus years.
Now, how would you compare the cost of fixed hybrid dentures to the per tooth type of implant, so where each tooth is, because from what I understand, fixed hybrid dentures, it's the whole upper mouth, the whole upper arch, and the bottom kind of all in one. How does the cost compare if I was having each tooth implanted into my mouth?
Okay. Yeah, so kind of the breakdown would be if you're replacing an entire arch of teeth with individual implants, you're not going to literally put one implant per tooth. You'll bridge them. Two implants would replace 3 to 4 teeth depending on where in the arch it is, and then you come back and put crowns on them. So the cost is either very close or actually more to do the bridges, you know, which are made out of porcelain, versus the fixed hybrid denture. But the difference is you have a lot more flexibility with implant placement and design when you do the fixed hybrid versus the bridge work. Angulation has to be ideal to get the ones that, you know, I mean, we can get into all these. There's a lot of details, but it's a lot of it comes down to the flexibility. You have a lot more room to work with angulation and implant placement when you do a fixed hybrid than you do with an actual, like, crown bridge type of restoration. And then also with repair, it's way easier to repair a fixed hybrid denture than it is the crowns and bridges and that kind of thing.
Now, fixed hybrid dentures, are they covered by my average PPO insurance plan? You know, what's the deal in terms of the insurance part of things?
Yeah, so right now they are not covered by insurance. Hopefully, as these become more and more popular or procedures that are done, insurance will start picking up coverage. But right now they are not.
Okay. And what about our payment options? Are there any kind of like payment plans that are available?
Yeah, so typically it's upfront payment, but there are things out there like Care Credit that you pre-qualify for a no-interest payment plan, so it can be 6 months to 3 years, I think, for you to pay interest-free. And so we offer that to our patients as an option to kind of be able to spread out the cost. But most of the time, it's cash, check, credit card up front.
Got it. Dr. Maxwell, this has been awesome. Do you have any final words for anyone that might be considering fixed hybrid dentures or even regular implants?
Yeah, I would be happy to sit down for a consult with anyone who just wants to discuss their option for treatment, because there's many ways that you can go about it. And one of the things I pride myself in is offering patients multiple choices so that they can kind of custom fit it to them and their personality. Our office is here in Greenville, South Carolina. You can give us a call at 864-235-3949. And I'd be happy to discuss your treatment options.
Thank you so much again for joining us. I found this very informative, and I'm sure our listeners will get a lot out of it as well.
Yeah, thank you.